This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. I don't know what I'm doing with my hair. 1-877-DALI. Okay, so how many of you guys have ever been ghosted on a date? Right? You're supposed to meet somebody, you're all dressed up, you look all pretty, they don't show, like, getting stood up. Well, the term that the young people use is called ghosting. You could go ghost, but it's really like, I got ghosted. You know? Like, if I say I taught a class and nobody showed up, I got ghosted. But that didn't happen because my classes were cool. Or, let's say I did a radio show. And, you know, I got ghosted because nobody tuned in. Okay, so I think a lot of us have experienced being ghosted. All right, and it's not fun. I tell my husband I'll meet him in the bedroom for sex, and he decides to go out for a drive. I got ghosted. Okay, so it's not a good feeling when you get ghosted. Okay, because you feel unloved. You feel like the person doesn't really take what you have to give seriously. And there was a very interesting, there's actually been a few studies on millennials and Generation Zers, and I'm a big, big fan of the millennials. I still haven't decided on the Generation Zers, because those are my kids. And sometimes my kids are like, what the hell are you doing? But sometimes they're pretty, pretty smart. So I'm not ready to say the Zers are my favorite generation yet, okay, because I really, really like the millennials. And there's a lot of stereotypes that the millennials are trying to combat when it comes to them and their work ethic and all that, because they got some damn good work ethic. They want to support their families, just like the Xers, like me, or the boomers did, or the traditionalists who were older than boomers. You know, they want to have a job, they want to have an identity, but their approach to the employer is a lot different. And if we go back to the psychology of it, these millennials watched what happened to the Xers and the boomers. So their parents, or their loved ones, or their aunts and uncles. Okay? I don't want to think I'm old enough to be a millennial's parent, but technically I could be. Okay? Which, I don't want to go there, because that's sad. But they saw us get pooped on. They saw us come in with ideas. They saw us do a good job, show up, not call in, dedicate our lives to the company, and then get crapped on. They also saw poor job satisfaction, poor pay. And these millennials and these Zers are pretty smart. Okay? You know, I mean, I'm trying to convince my kids to look at teaching, to look at medicine, to look at, and they're like, are you kidding me, Mom? Really? You know? So, what happened to me, kids think, will happen to them. So, they look at what happened to their loved ones and go, okay, no, that's not going to be me. I am not going to be in a position where a job consumes you, or people steal your ideas, or try to mess with your personal life, or try to pervade and extinguish your flame. You know, the millennials and the Zers have been born and have been raised to, you know, make a difference in this world, to, you know, let their light shine, to, you know, find where they make their place in this world, just to go to a company and be squashed. So, whereas the boomers and the traditionalists are like, your boss is everything because they're feeding your family. The Zers and the millennials are like, I don't need this guy. You know, screw them. So, you're not seeing the concept that an Xer or a boomer embraced of, don't burn a bridge. I grew up going, don't burn a bridge. Even if somebody treated you like crap, be nice to them, act like they're your friend, even if you, you know, want you know, them to eventually get fired or, I don't know, some bad stuff happened to them. You're like, don't want to burn a bridge. I always want to keep it cool. Keep it cool. The millennials and Zers are like, why? If they're evil people, you don't need them. If the job is treating you like crap, you leave. The problem is that there is a respect issue. Okay, I would still vote for don't burn a bridge. If you're going to leave a job, don't ghost them. So by ghosting, when you leave a job, is you just don't show up. You take a job and you don't show up. In fact, some are reporting that some people take a job and don't even show up day one because they use that job as leverage for the new job. So look, I just got a job at Company B. So I'm about to start work at Company B. So if you want me, you better offer me what I need now. And these Zers and millennials and Yers, so millennials are Yers, we call them millennials, you know, have this new frame of reference and this new empowerment of, I don't need to be crapped on, okay? You know, I don't need to, like, remember the 9 to 5 song, right? You know, or that 9 to 5 movie in 1980. You know, that stuff still happens in corporations. Now, we boomers and we Xers have kind of learned, well, you got to play a game. You know, hopefully you play the game and nobody steals your ideas and nobody passes you over for promotion and things like that. But the most of us get screwed. But we're like, look, as long as I feel like we're making money and I'm feeding the family, I'm happy and I'll roll with it. But the Xers and the millennials are like, no, you know, I'm not going to be like my parents. They're also, in another poll that's out, very concerned about the work culture. Some of them have chosen work culture over pay. If they think they're going to work for a toxic environment but make more money, they're not going to go for more money. They'd rather go for less money and know that they're going to work at a company that they don't hate. So the idea that Zers and Xers don't want a job, that's not the case. They do want a job. They're smart. They've learned they need to support a family or they need to support themselves. And, you know, iPhones and Netflix doesn't pay for itself. So they know they need money coming in. But they might be the ones to have the guts and the cojones to change the work culture, such that if an employer is treating you like crap, they're like, I don't need you. You could go to, you know, yeah. They might be the ones to say, no, you know, I'm not done with this, you know, discrimination thing. I'm doing just as good a job as him or her or they, and I, you know, if you don't appreciate me, somebody else will. Now, remember, we have good job growth, so we have this now landscape. It could change with another recession, but interesting stuff. Don't go away. We'll be right back on 877 Doc Dallas. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We're going to give you a update on the coronavirus. Apparently the death toll has now reached over 1,000. I think there's about 43,000 cases worldwide. And we have a headline that just came across that one of the evacuees from China was mistakenly released from a San Diego hospital. Officials were told by the CDC that the person was in the clear. The CDC subsequently advised that the patient had in fact tested positive for the virus. Dope. So this was a U.S. citizen that had been evacuated from China. Many of them were taken to ports, military ports. And And then they were supposed to be tested and then quarantined for 2 weeks because you could test negative, but it could take 2 weeks for the virus to show up. So the patient arrived last week on a flight carrying U.S. citizens evacuated from China and was one of four admitted to UC San Diego and held in isolation. After authorities said on Sunday, tests on the four people for coronavirus came back negative, the individual discharged. In a short statement on Monday, UC San Diego Health said it has been advised by CDC officials that further testing revealed that one of the four patients tested positive. The confirmed positive patient was returned to UC San Diego Health for observation isolation until cleared by the CDC for release. Now, we don't believe he went out into public. I think he was still within the quarantine area. But the patient and another from Miramar were being held in isolation units at UC San Diego facilities, said to be doing well with minimal symptoms. The CDC did not immediately comment on the case. This would be number 13. Apparently, we have a case confirmed in Wisconsin we need to tell you about. So 13 cases. Other cases in Arizona, California, Illinois, Massachusetts, Washington, and Wisconsin are all doing well. They say the ones who were sicker have now improved. It's not immediately clear how long the San Diego patient was circulating inside quarantine after initial tests came back negative. So he was still quarantined. He still wasn't out in public, he or she, but, again, could have infected others. As we discussed yesterday, the original outbreak occurred within a hospital when the first patient was sent to the hospital because everybody around there was exposed and it was a tight quarters, etc. And we're going to be talking about the cruise ship, how it seems to be spreading as people are in tight quarters. So sometimes quarantine could unfortunately allow more spread. But it's a confined spread, so it's one of those two steps forward, one step back. We will almost take, we don't want anybody to get sick. We try to quarantine people safely. But you being on a quarantined area puts you more at risk. I don't know if you guys saw the Chernobyl miniseries. It's exactly what the government did. Chernobyl had its nuclear meltdown or its reactor explosion, and so they wouldn't let anybody out, wouldn't let anybody in, because they didn't want people with radiation exposing others. Unfortunately, those who might not have been affected now are forced to stay in an area where they could be affected. And it's for the greater good of the world. It's not a very easy decision people have to make. So a total of 232 U.S. citizens and family members are right now on a 14-day government-mandated quarantine after arriving on the Miramar base from China. You know, people talk about the constitutional rights of people that have to be quarantined after that one woman sued, I believe she sued Chris Christie, having to be quarantined after coming back from West Africa with exposure to Ebola. She didn't have Ebola. She tested negative. But, you know, does the government have a right to quarantine to prevent the rest of the country from getting illness? You know, they're basically imprisoning you. But again, if it's for the greater good, they do have that authority. So 232 U.S. citizens are right now in a 14-day government-mandated quarantine. Now, from what I understand, it should be nice. You know, I mean, they get food, they get, I mean, it's not like jail, but, you know, you are still, for 14 days, forced to be in an area you don't want to be. Which I bring up, not because I'm trying to, you know, say I'm for or against, but what I'm seeing online, when I'm seeing patients through telemedicine, is they're scared to death of the quarantine, which they shouldn't be, but they are. Nobody wants to be, you know, isolated for 2 weeks. So I just don't feel optimistic that people who think they are infected are going to come forward for fear of, well, I don't want to be quarantined. Now, China's National Health Commission said today that the death toll has reached up to 1,016, up 108 from the day before, including 103 in Hubei province. And for the first time, more than 100 deaths have been reported in one day. 43,000 people have been infected thus far. So, what's going on with the cruise ship? So this is interesting. So we have this, I think it's called the Diamond Princess cruise liner. The Diamond Princess ship has been quarantined in Yokohama, Japan. It's been there for about a week. 135 of the 3,700 passengers and crew have been infected with coronavirus. Indian crew members are begging their government to get them off the vessel. Apparently some, I don't think anybody was able to get off. So they say desperate crew members who have been quarantined among the Diamond Princess cruise ship amid this outbreak have begged to be allowed off the vessel. Binay Kumar Sarkar posted a video to Facebook on Tuesday pleading with the Indian government to evacuate 160 of its citizens who work among the vessel's crew before it's too late. They're in the ship's kitchen. They're all wearing masks. And they want to be allowed to leave immediately. He says, day by day, the virus is increasing. If our uninfected people will be separated from Diamond Princess crews, they may survive. Request the Indian government to rescue 160 Indian crew from ship. Please share this video, please, please. So he put out this video while he was on the ship because 70 people had originally tested positive, now 135. So their thinking is, we're stuck, and the longer we're here, we can unfortunately become, you know, afflicted ourselves. And I could see why they want to leave. The problem is they've been exposed. So if they've been exposed, the incubation period could be up to 2 weeks. Now, what I would recommend is removing them off the ship and putting them into a different quarantine facility. If we know something is spreading, anybody that tested negative, I would remove and put them in another facility. I wouldn't force people to stay on the one ship that seems to already start going sour. So the Princess has 3,700 passengers and crew. It's not clear how many of those on board actually have the virus. And it's been quarantined since February 3rd, so we're about 8 days in. And this happened after a man who disembarked in Hong Kong was diagnosed with the virus. So, I believe it was one of the stops of the cruise ship, so quarantine has to go well now into next week. They are allowed to go on decks, they are allowed to get fresh air, they're supposed to take their temperature. And I mean, I gotta admit, of all the places to be quarantined, I mean, a cruise ship is kinda nice. I mean, it's, you know, you got the pools, you got the bars, you got some entertainment, etc. But it gets boring, it gets old, and you want to be with your family, you got to work. People are getting cabin fever, depression sets in, and the other thing I'm worried about is on these cruise ships, they're also a hotbed for norovirus. So if somebody gets diarrhea or vomiting, then that could also spread. So, you know, there's a Hong Kong resident who's 43 years old. He's quarantined on the boat with his wife, child, and several of his family. He said, I will get nervous if we pass 200. So a lot of people are like, you know, do we need to stay? A lot of passengers are concerned about the ventilation. The captain's latest announcement is that they're supplying 100% of fresh air throughout the guest rooms. People are worried that something could be going through the, you know, air conditioning ducts. So, you know, we have to unfortunately do in the epidemiology world what's best for containment. And unfortunately, that means you have innocent people who might not be sick that are going to have some of their rights stripped away temporarily. I don't like anybody's rights being stripped away, but this virus that has killed over 1,000, infected 43,000, with all these measures in place still rising, means we still have a long way to go before we can contain this. And it also means, as many people are suspecting, this could be a global emergency. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As voters in New Hampshire head to the polls in New Hampshire on this cold and snowy day, it seems to be a two-horse race between Mayor Pete and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. As far as what we can expect to learn from the New Hampshire primary, Neil Levesque is the executive director of the New Hampshire Institute of Politics. He tells Fox News,
"It's always easy to go back in history and sort of compare presidential elections, but here's what we do know about the past, is that Bernie Sanders got 60% of the vote here 4 years ago, and so if he can sort of get those same people and create that momentum, and does he have a revolution? That's the big question that we're going to see tonight."
And Democrats are slamming President Trump's annual budget proposal. Talking with reporters at the Capitol, Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer calls it a blueprint for destroying America. Without providing any specifics, Schumer also says it will hurt American workers. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I promise one day I'll try pot. I really don't like giving you guys advice and acting like an authority on marijuana when I never smoked it, you know, and got high and did all the stuff that everybody else does on it. And, you know, here I am telling you guys, okay, it's bad for you, stop doing it, it's not, you know, going to help cure this, it's not going to do this, and, you know, or maybe it could help this. I've never tried it personally. And I'm not supposed to. I believe in Nevada. It's against our medical statutes, our state statutes, for us to be using drugs even if they are legal. Because remember, marijuana is still federally illegal, and it could still put you under the influence. Last thing you want is a surgeon or somebody making a decision about your medical care or your neighbor's quarantine status to be high. But it does bother me that I don't, you know, have that piece of experience. I have a lot of experience in the workforce. I've had experience with assault. I've had experience with, being poor, having surgery, having medical conditions. So I have all that experience where I can say, look, you know, I've been there with you guys. I can't say that with marijuana. And so I have, a little bit of confidence issues when it comes to acting like an authority when it comes to marijuana. What I can do is I could give you guys the latest and the greatest, but, you know, I can't say I tried it. You know, to the point where I could, you know, say, well, it's going to do this, it's going to do this, it's going to do this. Well, there is a headline I need to tell you guys about. I'm just honest, where they say don't trust your memories if you're high on weed, because those memories might have injected other things that might not have happened. So CNN starts out with this article saying you're on a train chatting with a friend sitting across from you. You're both high from smoking marijuana. Suddenly, you see a fight break out on the platform below. A security guard is in a tussle with a man who's kicking him. After the man is subdued and removed from the scene, your companion excitedly tells you what they saw, only to add a detail you don't recall. There was a police dog on the scene. Would your memories then include a dog as part of the fight? They said most likely yes, if you're high. So this new study published yesterday found people who took just one hit of weed doubled their number of false memories in a virtual reality scenario compared to those who puffed on a placebo. This is study author Johannes Raymakers, a professor of psychopharmacology at Maastricht University in the Netherlands. So a false memory is basically a recollection of something that didn't occur, or a memory that is different from the way it actually happened. It's often triggered by suggestions from others. See, this is what is so vulnerable about our minds and memory and all that. I had remembered something from medical school, and I had talked to one of my, students, fellow students, when I saw him years later. And he denied it, and he said, no, you made that memory up. And I go, I didn't make it up. He goes, no, you made that memory up. It didn't happen like that. I go, yeah, it did. You said this. I said this. He's in psychiatry. He's like, no, but your memory was filled in with other things. And I'm like, I mean, it was something stupid. It's like something we said in class and we're joking around or whatever. So it wasn't really significant. But you are able to make a memory that is with non-real memories. And then it comes into, let's say, a picture. So one memory I have as a kid, when I was younger, is I don't know what I was doing. I was really stupid. But my father let me sit there, and I would lick my hands and mat his hair down. My dad had curly hair. So I noticed if I got his hair wet, I could make it flat. So to make it wet, I would lick my hands, and then I would put it on his hair. And I don't know why he let me do this for a significant amount of time. Again, my memory makes it feel like it lasted for a good 5 minutes. Well, he yelled at me, and he screamed at my mom that I made him look like Hitler. And my mom's like, she doesn't know who Hitler is, and she's not making... Anyway, so he got mad, when he probably needed to be mad that I was putting spit on his hair. But my memory of that has the part in his hair, like, I don't know, I don't really remember Hitler having a part, but, you know, something like that. And I didn't make a part in his hair. But see, the image of what I have of my father when he looked like that and he yelled at me and got mad was a completely probably different image of what he really looked like. Why? Because my mind filled in the gap. So a lot of us start to freak out when family members go, no, it didn't happen that way. And then you're like, oh my gosh, do I have dementia? Not entirely. It's your memory might not be all there because you only put a couple parts of it to memory. Excuse me, then you filled in the gaps. Now you throw marijuana on top of it, you could really be messing up your memories. So, according to Dr. Raymakers, we are all prone to the formation of false memories independent of cannabis use. The susceptibility for false memory increases with cannabis. Under cannabis, users can easily accept fake truths or true memory. So, why does this matter? Well, we got to be very careful in crime when we interview somebody. Elizabeth Loftus, a professor of psychological science at the Department of Criminology, says this new work is suggesting authorities need to be extra careful when interviewing somebody. They should consider removing them from a situation where they might be exposed to suggestive information that could contaminate the memory. So if you are witness to a crime and you hear somebody say, yeah, he was, he had a gold tooth, and you didn't see the gold tooth, you might picture him with a gold tooth. And then the cop's like, what the hell are you talking about? There's nobody here with gold tooth. We have all these suspects here. There's no gold teeth. But here you are laying witness that there is. So, Dr. Loftus discovered the psychological concept of the misinformation effect and has testified or consulted in some trials such as O.J. Simpson, Ted Bundy, Menendez brothers. She has shown that when witnesses are given misinformation about something they saw, such as a mistake in the details, they will remember things that were only suggested to them after the event was completely over. Now, I don't really know the example that would have been with the O.J. Simpson trial, but, you know, did the glove not fit? Maybe the glove did fit. Well, no, the glove didn't fit because he tried it on. I don't know. So, I get nervous when I read this because you have kids that are smoking pot and they had just learned in school that day. So here they are learning at school, okay? And then all of a sudden they go, you know, to the park or whatever and smoke. So, is their memory going to keep what they learned? Science doesn't know why cannabis increases the false memories. They think maybe the cannabis activates receptors in the hippocampus, and the hippocampus is your memory center of the brain, possibly producing fragmentation of thought, loosening of associations, heightened distractibility. But when they tested people and asked them to recall words or events a week later, the study really didn't find no real difference between cannabis users and the control group. They were able to recall the events as they occurred. So what you need to do, what they're talking about is trying to prevent extra memories from being injected into them. Meaning if somebody did see a crime or whatever, not to talk to other people about it, because that can unfortunately change the way they look at things. And then report them. Interesting. Interesting study. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DRDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. You heard it here first. The coronavirus is now called COVID-19. COVID. We'll talk more about it, but we do have a name for it, so it's called COVID. So that's great for me because I always misspell coronavirus when I type it out. So we'll give you guys the latest an update in the next segment. But we have a new name for coronavirus called COVID. All right, are we good? All right. Next, let's talk about New Hampshire. Amy Klobuchar is on the rise in New Hampshire. I think she's had a pretty good last few days after that debate. A string of strong polls over the weekend have shown that the Minnesota senator is overtaking Senator Elizabeth Warren and former Vice President Joe Biden to reach third place in New Hampshire. Her campaign reported $2.5 million in post-debate fundraising, which is an impressive two-day number in the context of the $11.4 million she raised in over 3 months. So her national polling had been in the low single digits when she entered the race last year. Now she's in sixth place at 4.3%, 4 percentage points behind South Bend, Indiana, Pete Buttigieg. And Biden has been kind of struggling a little bit, as we saw in Iowa. And that might have also given Klobuchar a little bit of a boost. So if she has a strong performance in New Hampshire, this could help as she goes into Super Tuesday. Now, like Buttigieg and Biden, Klobuchar has positioned herself as a moderate. On the debate stage, she emphasized practicality, party unity, and she had repeatedly mentioned that she's one of the only candidates who had never lost a race. So she's targeting the independents. She's targeting voters. She's looking. She has a little bit of that youth. I think she's in her 50s. Is she 59? I don't know how old she is. But she's in her 50s, but she shows a little bit more youth than Bernie Sanders, obviously, and Joe Biden. And she, to capitalize on that and not lose to Pete Buttigieg, she had kind of put him down in the debate on Friday night, saying, you know, you're saying you're young and fresh. We don't want young and fresh. We want somebody who's kind of, you know, been around. Her being a senator, you know, gives a lot of adds to her experience, obviously, with Washington, as opposed to Buttigieg being a mayor of a city. So, you know, she does have potential. And then you have many people who think it has to be a woman that runs against Donald Trump. I hate when people say that. You know, well, you know, we need to, you know, have a woman, you know, beat him, or we, you know, and so it's, you know, because they want to, you know, try to make Trump look anti-women. So if you have a woman running against him, just like with Hillary Clinton, you know, he has to then be on the defense. And so putting a woman up there could put him on the defense as opposed to the offense. But remember, Donald Trump isn't the typical politician. He doesn't care. People have already said the worst about him. They've already said he was anti-woman, he was this, he was that. So I don't think that's as important in this race. And I think a lot of people are a little fearful because Hillary Clinton lost. You know, I think they're more looking at, you know, who can be the strongest candidate to Donald Trump. Right now, the Democratic Party, I just don't think they have anybody that could compare to the way the economy's been going. And, you know, a lot of people don't like Trump, and they want to see him removed from office, including a whole bunch of stars. Apparently, there's a lot of people on the campaign trail right now. I think Michael J. Fox, Kevin Costner, Cynthia Nixon. You saw Brad Pitt during the Oscars, you know, say his piece, Joaquin Phoenix. But it's very interesting to see the psychology of the voters, and the media gave a lot of attention to Klobuchar when she had put down Buttigieg in the debate. And with media giving her a lot of that boost, it allows her to get more money. It allows her to get, you know, more media attention, and then maybe raise herself to a level that might be, you know, a possible contender. If she wins Tuesday night, that could be huge momentum, or it might not go anywhere. You know, Huckabee would win Iowa caucuses repeatedly, but that didn't help him for the overall election. And again, you know, this article coming out of Vox, you know, she still is, I believe, fourth or fifth. Doesn't necessarily mean she's in the lead. You still have Biden, Warren, Sanders in the lead. But, you know, what I want to talk about is, how are the donations going? What is driving donations? She reported $2.5 million in post-debate fundraising. Now, I am very, very fortunate and blessed that I'm not as poor as I was when, you know, growing up and trying to, you know, make it through school, etc. And so I do have some expendable money to donate to a candidate. I don't see myself donating thousands. I I apologize for those of you who are big political donors. You know, thank you for doing that. But if I think like a lot of Americans do, $500 is a lot of money. $500 is a lot of money. $1,000 is a lot of money. $5,000. You know, it's a lot of money to donate. And for those of us that have been around multiple elections, it's a little frustrating when you donate to a candidate and then they drop out. You don't get your money back. So anybody that donated to Kamala Harris, Cory Booker in previous elections, Herman Cain, Ben Carson, sure, a lot of doctors, you know, donated money to Ben Carson. I like Ben Carson, great guy. But if he drops out, you just lost that $2,000, $5,000, $10,000. It's a lot of money to lose. Now, how I believe wealthy people look at it versus middle class people, how wealthy people look at it is it might be an investment. If you put a lot of money into a candidate, you feel like you have an in with that candidate. Now, even the candidate will say, oh, no, I'm, you know, will not appeal to the lobbyists, you can't buy me, blah, 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 blah. You give somebody, you know, a pretty large amount of money, and they, you know, were able to help use that to become elected. My guess is you do have more access than most people would. But the average middle class person, I think they donate because they want to feel they helped. They want to feel like they did something. And so that's where I think I and a lot of people feel. We want to donate and we want to be a part of the process, but we don't want to be suckered into, all right, well, I lost, you know, X amount of money. Because if your candidate doesn't win, I mean, look how many people put money into Hillary Clinton. That must have stunk. And you know Hollywood dumped a lot of money. Now, they have that extra money, so they're like, all right, well, it was okay because I got pictures with her, I got some media. You know, there was a little bit more of a, you know, how they do a lot of these fundraising events is you are at a, you are in a, you know, a gala. And so it's like 5,000 or 10,000 or 20,000 or 50,000 a seat. So if you go, you get to be among a bunch of business people. And people you could do business with, and so they chalk it up to a business expense. Now, you know, I got to meet so-and-so, I got to, you know, hopefully start another business deal, whatever. But for those of us who don't have that kind of money, you know, we donate because we want to say, well, we helped. But it's interesting to see, you know, the psychology behind what people do. You know, Bernie Sanders, what was it he asked for? Was it $11? I forget the amount. He asked people for a low amount. And that was actually very shrewd because it allowed young people to donate and feel a part of his campaign, and he made a lot of money. Plus, you have to, in order to stay in the race, have a bunch of new, unique donors. You can't just have two people that donate multiple millions of dollars. You need to show you have X amount of new donors. So that did it. Say, guys, just donate 11 or 12 or 13 or 15 to my campaign. 1-877 Doc Sally, don't go away.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.